In the headlines at 7:30, health authorities report an increase in COVID-19 cases at Dodds. The Ministry of Health and Wellness has reversed its decision to delist Sandals Resort as a designated quarantine hotel, and U.S. President Donald Trump denies his speech before last week's deadly Capitol riot was inappropriate. With the details, I'm Kashi Brown. There continues to be an increase in COVID-19 cases at Dodds Prison. This as the island recorded 84 new cases yesterday, 67 of them from the prison. The disclosure was made by Minister of Health and Wellness, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, during last evening's press conference. While admitting that the situation was a national crisis, he assures that government is equipped to handle the situation at the prison.
Out of the 974, there were 84 positives, including 75 males and 9 females. Of the 84 positives, 67 are from Her Majesty's prison, and the remainder are really a combination of locals as well as visitors. The numbers would certainly suggest, and the surge, that it is a national crisis. But I want to give the assurance it's a national crisis that we are still able to manage. The capacity at Her Majesty's prison Dodds for isolation, at the moment, we still have capacity at the prison. I can say also that we've been doing some work at the prison in order to make sure that we isolate those persons from the remainder of the prison, and that is in progress.
9 people were also released from isolation on Monday. The minister gave a breakdown of the number of COVID-19 clusters.
West Coast cluster, there are 86 positive cases that we have identified from this cluster, and there are 2 persons who have been associated with 25 of these positive cases. Included in the West Coast cluster, we have a West Coast bar with 27 positives. There was the Paradise Beach Line, which now has 18 positive cases. 2 West Coast restaurants, 11 and 5 respectively. The Catamaran Cruise now has 7 positive cases. The West Coast Hotel 1 and 2, 6 and 5 respectively. And then there are other businesses associated with this particular cluster that still, according to our investigations, account for about 33 positive persons. A report came in that suggested to me that there is a church in the north of the country that has 3 positive cases. And through the contact tracing process today, all 3 cases have been linked to this West Coast cluster. The Bus Crawl cluster remains at 16 positive persons, and the South Coast cluster remains at 4 positive persons.
That's Minister of Health and Wellness, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick. Sandals Resorts International has announced that the Ministry of Health and Wellness has reversed its decision to delist it as a Barbados-designated quarantine hotel. The original decision had taken effect on January 5th. Sandals Resorts says a detailed inspection was carried out, led by Ronald Chapman, head of the Barbados COVID Monitoring Unit. This included the steps implemented since mid-December to separate the 2 resorts, allowing for adherence to quarantine requirements. Sandals says with only 5 days having passed since the initial decision, this reversal speaks to the commitment and robust nature of their procedures. Member of Parliament for St. Michael East, Trevor Prescott, has criticized government's move to lease 15,000 square meters of Crown lands at Culloden Farm to the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme. The now dilapidated property was formerly a residence of former Prime Minister Errol Barrow. The property is to be used as headquarters for the charity to further its development programs. However, Mr. Prescott says the home of the Father of Independence should have been used for other purposes and by other people.
Barrow will turn in his grave 3,000 times the morning when he get up and you see a sign saying the Duke of Edinburgh with an international, well, this kind of pretty language, international award and all of that on a building that once was the building that the founding father of our independence lived in, slept in, kept meetings in, and we did not allow the Ministry of Culture or allow any of the other departments of government to use that building. But 15,000 square meters is a reflection of a specific mindset, sir, that feel comfortable doing these things. Just move, Nelson. And now would allow these same people to come back I have possession. You don't mind the leasehold?
Trevor Prescott, Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, says the COVID-19 virus has forced the postponement of this year's AgriFest Expo. He told Starcom Network News the event, which was scheduled for February 26th to 28th, will now be pushed back until later in the year, but will have a significant impact on the agricultural sector.
Well, you know, we have to live with it. It's not something that was planned. What we do to promote the agricultural sector on an annual basis, and basically, which is you also use to sort of encourage best breeding practices among our sheep farmers, and especially among livestock farmers in general. So it will have some impact in terms of last year was not as successful for revenue point of view as well. And you're hoping this year to sort of recoup a lot of those things, but as it stands right now, it will have some impact. All we can do at this stage is to try to plan and move forward.
Deputy Manager of the National Council on Substance Abuse, Troy Wickham, says they are putting plans in place to prevent the abuse of new psychoactive substances. Mr. Wickham told Starcom Network News mainly young adults between the ages of 18 to 35 years are taking these substances.
The greatest impact on farmers.
We have been seeing through our burden reports small cases of seizures of opioids, which is now creeping into the market for users and for law enforcement. So it's just small. However, in an effort to be proactive, the National Council on Substance Abuse, we are looking to implement what we call an early warning system. This early warning system will be designed basically to inform approaches to drug education and drug prevention. It's important that we do this here at the National Council on Substance Abuse. New psychoactive substances are changing rapidly. It's tough for law enforcement and policymakers to keep up because persons will usually, actually when law enforcement actually put policies or systems in place to combat new psychoactive substances, the producers actually change one or two components in the makeup of a new psychoactive substance to obviously keep the product legal.
That's Deputy Manager of the National Council on Substance Abuse, Troy Wickham. A commuter who regularly uses the City Circle bus from Princess Alice Terminal is alleging that particular routes buses are not properly sanitized. The commuter, who did not give Starcom Network her name, told us that she is very worried by this because if she did not insist the supervisor have the buses cleaned, she was fearful that the virus could spread more.
I was present there on Friday taking the 12 o'clock City Circle bus from the terminal, and the bus arrived at 11:45. And no one sanitized the bus. When the driver came, they changed drivers at 12 o'clock. When the driver came, I had to tell him the bus was not sanitized. He, in turn, had to go to the lady who sanitized the buses and bring her to sanitize the bus. This is not the first time this thing has happened. I had to go at one occasion to the supervisor to let him know that bus was not sanitized.
When contacted, communications manager at the Transport Board, Linda Holder, told Starcom Network News the accusation is not true.
We have a unique situation there in that terminal sits directly opposite the public service vehicle departure area at Cheapside. And we've joined with the Transport Authority, and both of us are working together to make sure we sanitize all those units that depart from that area. There is a link road that connects the two together, and every vehicle that comes into both terminals have to traverse that link road. We have stationed a group of persons there. Our sanitizing team is based there. There is a facility right there, and those persons will sanitize each unit as it comes through that area.
Linda Holder. In Jamaica, the Cabinet has given approval for the Ministry of Health to begin sourcing vaccines outside of the COVAX family. There has been concern about access to vaccines as many rich countries begin to vaccinate their populations, while countries like Jamaica wait to receive shots through COVAX, which has been organized by the World Health Organization. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton said the Cabinet deliberated on the matter on Monday, and Jamaica will now explore bilateral agreements with countries developing vaccines, including India, China, and Cuba. And U.S. President Donald Trump has said his speech before last week's deadly Capitol riot, when he urged his supporters to march on Congress, was totally appropriate. Mr. Trump dismissed as ridiculous efforts by Democrats in Congress to impeach him for inciting insurrection. He leaves office on the 20th of January when President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in. The House of Representatives is expected to vote on article of impeachment today. Recapping the headlines at 7:30 from Starcom Network News, health authorities report an increase in COVID-19 cases at Dodds Prison. The Ministry of Health and Wellness has reversed its decision to delist Sandals as a designated quarantine hotel, and U.S. President Donald Trump denies that his speech before last week's deadly Capitol riot was inappropriate. The latest from Starcom Network News, a Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Remember, you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast comes your way at 8:30. I'm Cashy Brown. Good morning. And the latest at 7:30 brought to you at this time, with the kind compliments of First Citizens. At First Citizens, we put you first.